This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor, presented by the Barstool News Network. It is What the Fuck Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. We are trying a live Twitch streaming of the recording for the first time tonight. We've got the whole crew in, Mark, Pat, Wes, and Will. How you boys doing? We had another weight loss weekend, or week. We did pretty good. How, are you guys feeling good?
Yeah, I feel a little woozy.
Yeah. Getting this live wasn't any anxiety. Weight.
What's that?
So getting this to go live didn't have me anxious or
yeah. Well, we all like it was really challenging. Mark's mic had a lot of white noise. Wes couldn't record. Pat and I sort of sitting here awkwardly staring into the screens.
Yeah,
your lights look good, Wes. Your lights
Thank
look
you.
Good. All right, weight loss update for this week because it was another weigh in and large. He overtook the Beav, who is now in last place. So Mark is still in first place. Commanding lead, 11.86%, lost 32 pounds, almost 33. Wes, second place, 9.86%, lost 24 pounds. Me, third place, 7%, lost 21 pounds. Wes, fourth place, 15.3 pounds, 5%. And Pat, the Beav Cassidy, last place, 10 pounds. 4.27%. What do you got to say, Beav?
It's a barn burner back there.
Not impressive. Sorry. But I'll do better next week. You know, I got some weird shit going on. I jogged twice this week. I keep saying I'm going to be jogging. But then a two jogger this week was huge. Like a mile and a half. Not the whole time, but like, you know, got out there a mile and a half, got back. I keep looking at my bicycle and being like, man, remember when I used to ride that thing? And I just can't. I don't know.
God, I'm going to start driving around your neighborhood in the hopes that I catch you jogging. That would just be so delightful.
Well, you better be there all day because he's only jogging for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You better be ready.
Why would you want that, Wes?
What would you do?
If I would heckle him. I would just drive next to him and heckle him.
Why?
Honk your horn a lot?
Yeah. Because it'd be funny to me.
Why would that
be? Video
that's
it.
Just me.
Yeah, I'd video it.
Taking a video is what you do.
Seems well, really Wes has the bragging rights. He is taunting the Beav from the low 220s. Beav, a solid way ahead of that. So sponsors, speaking of Wes having the bragging rights, he got more sponsors per pound sponsors this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, shout out Drew from Roanoke and Marcy Matos from Instagram. She's going to Drew's going to do a pounds per pound sponsor, and then Marcy's going to do per pound sponsor plus donation to the winner's charity. So thank
Wait,
you
so
for
when
that.
You said,
awesome. Appreciate it.
When you said, when you took those last 2 days off and you said that you, don't worry, boys, but I got a sponsor, you meant a per pound sponsor for you?
For himself.
That's,
I thought you meant for the show. Yeah,
for
I
the show.
Yeah. Likes. Yeah.
Why the fuck do I care about that for you? Who cares?
Well, because it was brought up that I didn't have one, so now I do, and now I have two.
You know, I'll sleep better at night.
Yeah, what? I was with you, Beav. I thought it was like another show sponsor. It turns out.
No,
hey,
it's just the autumn of West. That's all.
It all goes in the pot. You know what I mean, fellas? It's just,
don't worry, guys. I wish I was cracking jokes with you. Sorry, but I got a sponsor. Good news. And her name is Marcy on Instagram, and she's $5 a pound
Wes
for me.
Wes didn't only get a sponsor. Wes has a mustache. Ooh. Wes is joining me in the mustache crew on Hard Factor, which I like for two reasons. Number one, it means that my mustache looks incredible because if Wes wanted one too.
Yeah.
I that's the only conclusion I can draw from this. And number two, fellas, it means that the bet is off, Beav. I'm just going to pop the sunglasses on right now because I got to differentiate. We got okay. We're a two mustache podcast
oh.
now.
Oh, okay. So
we're
it took
two
it took
mustache
Wes.
Podcast.
I'm okay. wearing.
So I got if you were to draw us without any type of like you know shading because he has black hair. I have.
Do
like,
you
an
want
orange,
a nickname that rhymes with aviators or something as no. well? Do you want like an aviator nickname?
I'm just saying it works out great for both of us. The mustaches are looking good, and now the glasses are in play. So.
How do you mean that the bet's off just because you're wearing aviator? I mean, like I don't.
Well, because you took too long. You were a little Nancy. You couldn't bet on the outcome. Come of the general election, and then it's over.
Will, when you're delivering your baby in the delivery room, the first thing it's going to see is not you with aviators. And even if it does, that's fine. I don't want my child to see this.
Wes saved you from it by growing a mustache, so you can thank him for getting you out of the bet.
Thanks,
so.
Wes.
Yeah, and you can thank him too, Will, for forcing you to wear aviators a couple months
look,
early.
You're the one that should be thanking
that's
me.
That's just
Will.
My cross to bear. Yeah. Okay, that's just the burden I now take on. Wes wanting to join the mustache. We're a two mustache podcast now, fellas. A lot comes with that. You're going to have to differentiate between the mustache guys now.
Well, you didn't seem to care when we were all beards, but, you know, the aviators.
No, I did. I moved to the beard because everybody said Mark and I looked like twins.
To the mustache.
I moved to the mustache because they said we looked like twins.
And now everyone's coming to you, Will. We're all going to shave the mustaches and fuck it up again. Yeah.
Well, no, now you just can't. You can go mustache. I'm just going to be the glasses and mustache. There you go.
Okay. Do you want me to shave the mustache? Is that what you want me to do?
No. I'm good.
I'm gonna go unibrow to differentiate. I'm gonna go huge eyebrows. Call me brow.
Nice.
I'm browsing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Mustache is looking sweet, Wes. You like mustache life?
It is. I'll tell you what, it's pretty funny. I went to do some filming and I was filming these students and weddings, and I was wearing masks. And you could tell when the mask came off, people were shocked about that. They were impressed by the mustache.
You get in a reaction. Yeah,
impressed.
You get a
reaction. Okay. Do you think that you guys look a little bit like porn directors? You got a big camera and you take the mask down. You got the mustache. You look like a little bit of a porn guy.
And my hair is curly as fuck without a hat on. Yeah. It's growing. Yeah,
they
might have
just
been upset. Very
some
creepy.
Some
I look
of the
very
female
creepy.
Students.
I look creepy.
Some of the female students got very worried about what you were going to ask next.
Yeah. We'll make it two porn guys then, because we're a two stash pod now, fellas. Mm-hmm. This is the way it's going to be. So.
Hey.
We're in it.
I mean,
we're in it to win it now.
I mean, it's four mustaches. It's just there's some other stuff going on.
Well, you gotta vent the bottom if you're gonna call it a stash. That's for sure. You gotta vent the bottom.
True.
Right. Also,
what else we got?
I was just thinking of this before we get going. My favorite description of the show that we ever had was from our very first meeting with Erica Nardini. You guys remember what she said about us at HQ2 the first time we met her in New York? Mm-mm. She's how she described us.
I think I remember her calling us handsome. That might just be me remembering.
Bears.
Fondly.
Wes nailed it. She said, bears, "I feel like I'm having a conversation with a group of well-educated bears." And so I thought that was a good way. People, it just came to me like I was thinking about it. Like if you're talking to people about Hard Factor, you could say like we're like a news team of well-educated bears. I thought
there's about to be some otters in there if we keep it up.
A beaver. That's right.
Yeah, like slimming down from bears to otters.
What do you guys say? What do you guys say we do the news?
Yeah.
We can. But first, you need to know that there's a presidential debate Thursday night. Stay tuned here for live streams. Make sure that you follow that. We're gonna have pre-show and post-show, and then Friday night, Rough and Rowdy, Blue versus Red. So I think a lot still about how Hunter Biden should have accepted Don Jr.'s challenge that he laid down. And then they would be fighting in that, but you know,
that
Hunter Biden
been,
didn't
that
accept. So.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now we can do the news. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. Let me start. It's the Sharks' world now, boys, and we are just swimming in it. I have a triple shark attack tale for you to lead off this What the Fuck Wednesday, which means all the users submitted the stories, and I can thank my wife, Charles, and Wes for sending these ones in. Three shark tales. Okay. So first up. Fishermen in Indonesia found a cyclops baby albino shark inside the body of an adult shark. Pictures coming up any second here.
Whoa.
And they found this thing inside an adult shark that they cut open. And, I mean, this has to be fake, right?
He looks friendly.
Yeah, it looks fake.
The country looks like too poor of a country to fake a shark like that. Like, that would be some high-end makeup effects work.
But how is the eye so blue?
So I thought for sure the top two pictures was like someone went to like a craft arts and craft store and got one of those googly eyes and just slapped it on a fish. But the bottom picture looks a little bit like it's not that.
YouTube.com/hardfactornews.
That's going to make you question your water supply when you pull that out of another animal.
Yeah, I don't know. But the adult shark that ate it probably was a parent that wanted to spare that freak shark a lifetime of ridicule. Because albino and cyclops, that thing makes Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer look like a young, alive river phoenix. No kid sharks were going to play with that thing. Just wasn't going to happen. Yeah. So it's probably just cute. Spared it. Probably just saw it and then ate it. You know,
so they found it inside an adult shark's stomach, and it's
yeah.
Just
it, also might, it also might have been a miscarriage because they're yeah. But yes. So yeah.
They should have auctioned it to China if they were smart.
That freak shark is dead. Next up, in Australia, humans are on the menu in the restaurant of the ocean. Seven people have been killed by sharks this year in Australia, and there's a map we got where it shows basically everywhere. So you can't really surf anywhere in Australia since it's spread out from like the entire coastline and even see down there. Yeah. So seven people killed. That's the most since... in Australia since 1934, when the women were all dressing like seals in black onesies. Mm-hmm. So big, big news in Australia. In 2019, zero shark deaths reported. So the sharks have been planning this for a long time, although the nerd scientists are telling you it's climate change.
Was it since the invention of the tampon?
Oh, yeah. The tampon was huge for shark attacks. It's yeah.
Seal suit tampon.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. Before then, And I bet a lot of ladies would go in the ocean to soothe their menses. Yeah. And
it was like, exactly. It was like a shark buffet.
Oh, my God.
So what was the year where it cut down?
1934. We should look up when tampons were.
I like
it was around then.
That's 1935.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Seven,
yeah, scientists
seven seems like nothing. Like everything I hear about Australia, it's
seven
like the most
seems like nothing. Come on,
it's nothing. I mean, how
that's
many
deaths?
How many people live in Australia?
1929 was the invention of tampons.
They didn't know how to use them. You're close. Yeah. They didn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
1929 must have been
in Australia. We're going with 1933.
They say those kind of things that they want you to do to yourselves. It takes a while to catch on. You know what I mean?
It take a year for everyone to decide to do it and then do it properly. Yeah. You're right. You're dead on. Yeah. So anyways, they're saying it could be climate change. And it also could be the fact that there's no boats out there because of COVID. And the sharks realized, hey, humans are not really able to take us on in a one-on-one fight in our territory of the ocean unless we got a video here. Unless you are Jason Statham.
The scene from The Meg, I guess.
Took out the Megalodon.
Was
one-on-one.
That was just Megalodon?
Was that
Jason Statham killing Megalodon?
Jason Statham one-on-one to shark, a Megalodon shark, and he took it out.
Mark is so proud of that clip.
That's a movie, right?
I guess he didn't see what was trending number one on Twitter today, which is Twitch DMCA. But the clip.
Hey, that's under 15 seconds, and if you answer your text ever, you would have decided whether it was legal or not, Mr. too cool to look at his text. Anyways, third story. Lastly, and probably the craziest story, paleontologists have found fossil remains of sharks they say were bigger than great whites in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, which is just a dry cave now in 2020 and has been for a while. So,
whoa.
That's crazy.
How big is it?
They found 40 species of shark fossils, but one of the species is bigger than a great white shark. So in this cave, it said there was no cave here. Paleontologist J.P. Hodnett said it was just a big open marine ocean floor with lots of water over your head over time that filled up and then it became dry land. Yeah, because it's a cave now, you jackass. But I guess if there's a fucking... now cave in Kentucky that used to be not a very big ocean and it had sharks bigger than great whites, what the fuck is in like those oceans that people predict are like beneath the Earth's crust that are huge? Probably nothing good.
Nothing
right?
good. Nothing good at all.
No, I mean, but the ocean is important, right? Because like you get all kinds of stuff from the ocean and sharks, like, I don't know, like sharks, like they're making the coronavirus vaccine out of sharks. I don't know. The ocean is mysterious, but also like we need it.
They're making
what are you,
it
flipping. You're flipping on the ocean now. You're four monsters in the ocean.
Well, no, but it's like a necessary evil. You understand? So it's like I get that it's very scary, and I'm terrified of what exists at the very bottom of the ocean. But you need it for like you know algae and things yeah, like that that we use for medicine.
We don't know what's at the bottom of the oceans, but I'm also talking about. Have you seen the theory that there are enormous oceans underneath the Earth's crust, like mm-hmm. underneath land, that are bigger than like the Pacific Ocean.
I've never heard that theory ever. Yeah. That's a real theory?
That's a very real theory.
Well, I know that there's also alien caves down there too, but I mean, I'm scared of those too. But...
So what the fuck is in those things? Probably nothing good. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was magma underneath the Earth's crust.
Yeah, I thought it was the mantle.
No. Look it up. Look it up. No, not it's not all the way in the center, guys. The Earth's pretty.
Are you sure they're not
deep.
Lava
a lot of space
oceans?
Down there, fellas?
There's a lot of space down there, boys.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, it's not all. It doesn't go. Dirt, lava. That's not how it works.
Okay, look,
sharks are the best.
Yeah.
Hey guys,
that's
next
cool. shark right here.
This next one's from P Fitz and J Ryan too. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson watching. He was watching CNBC's Power Lunch. As he does every Monday, when he saw something come across the screen that made him spit out his vitamin water. And that was a graphic illustrating the top tax rates for California, New York, New Jersey, and New York City under Joe Biden's tax plan.
The top bracket, yeah, in those states, yeah.
The 1%.
Over 400K.
Over 400K.
That's
okay,
the
so
kind
50,
of stat that'll give my dad a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Wes, we're going to get into that, but it would give your dad a heart attack, but it would be an unjust heart attack.
Spits up some scotch.
Yeah.
50's out, though. He says he's not living in California, Jersey, New York State, New York City. He says he's done.
Right. Well, 50 said, what are these wanksters talking about? And he took to his IG to post a photo of the proposed tax rates with the copy. First, it was the eye emoji, and then it was, what the fuck? Open parentheses, vote for Trump. Close parentheses, I'm out. And then a runny emoji, a male emoji, and then a wind emoji. Fuck New York. Fuck the Knicks. They never win anyway. I don't care.
That's a good point there. I mean,
that is true. Yeah. But why would
you can live in a state with way less taxes and
you
have a better b-ball team.
62% tax to watch the Knicks lose and the Jets lose.
He said,
the Giants lose.
He said, I don't care if Trump doesn't like black people. 62% are you fucking out of your fucking mind. And guys, 50 isn't just going to be patiently waiting for high tax rates. That's some Ja Rule shit. Because he followed up on Twitter saying, yeah, I don't want to be 20 cent. 62 is a very, very bad idea. I don't like it.
He doesn't want to be 20 cent.
I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good math, too.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Right, guys. So the rates he's referring to are the ones that Biden has proposed that would be applied to taxpayers making more than $400,000. And who are paying the full statutory rate, which does not include any sort of deduction, credits, offsets, and accounting loopholes. Pretty much no one pays that. Pretty much no one pays the full statutory rate. Here are the percentages. Obviously, 62, you heard in the copy I was reading. That's California. New Jersey is the top tax rate, 60%. New York State, the top tax rate is 58%. In New York City, the top tax rate is 62%. Now, keep in mind, guys, obviously, no matter who the president is, they don't have any control over what the state tax rate is. But added with the federal tax rate, this is what it ends up being.
It's probably like a 40, at least 40 base or more, right? What's the New York City tax rate? Or
it's fucking
California
high,
tax
dude.
Rate?
The New York City is really high. The state of California is also the highest state as well. I don't know.
It's
exactly
also
got
to be like 10-20%, right, for both those places, right? So it's like that's on top of like a 40% federal rate. Probably
it's a lot.
Those locations.
It's a lot.
I mean, what's the point of like
making
money if you're gonna give 62% of it away?
Gonna need a stimulus for this presidency. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, UBI never looked better. If you're going to tax us that much, give it back on the other side.
Well, the big problem there is the us. And you, like most Americans, somehow perceive themselves to be in the 1%, just like I do when you first see the numbers. But the truth is, guys, you're not. And almost no one is. And I don't know what you heard about.
Well, but we're all independent contractors.
400,000 is it's still anything over 50% is
we're all independent contractors, and those rates are definitely going to go up regardless.
Let me get into it, guys. And I don't know what you heard about 50, but if 50 has anything to say about it, Biden can't get a dollar out of him. Quick note about 50. His net worth is currently estimated at $32.5 million and was once as high as $150 million. Right now, he has enough money to spend roughly $3,000 per day for the next 30 years, and he is not just in the 1%, but in the 0.5% of the wealthiest Americans. Also, from 1987 to 1994, he sold crack, cocaine, and heroin without paying any taxes. So,
yeah, but honestly, drug dealing transitions to Reaganomics like pretty seamlessly.
Guys, let's take it to the internet real quick. First up, I am Joe A. And Joe A, I am Joe A has a profile picture of his 22-year-old ass sitting on a Dodge Viper. And he says, Democrats, keep the poor poor and make the rich pay high taxes to fund their own pockets. Okay.
Oh, that's where the money's going.
That's where the money's going. Okay.
To the Democratic politicians.
Next up, at Tommy Lauren, who, by the way, will be receiving a tax cut under the Biden plan based on her estimated income. She says, Trump train, two American flags.
Well, I think you're wrong there, Pat, because me and the simps are definitely giving her more than $400K in earnings. We're definitely sending her too much money.
Her OnlyFans is got to clean
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Tommy Lauren does not have an OnlyFans, does she?
She's got a burner account.
She really should think about it. I mean, that thing would make some money.
Yeah, she sure earns more than $400K.
Someone's begging her to every day, I guarantee you that.
One guy is paying her more than $400K.
Give me those feet pics. And guys, finally, Jason Poston, who's a roided out bodybuilder and who, based on his reported bodybuilding winnings from the last year, would also be receiving a tax cut, says, glad you see the facts. Hashtag Trump 2020. My point is, guys, almost everyone who commented on that thing is getting a tax cut, but was cheering 50 on for.
Well, I mean, is that true, though? Because I feel like independent contractors, right? Like the rate is going to go up. It's not going to be the same as it is right now. Right. Like, I mean, it won't go up. It like always does whenever they raise taxes.
Yeah. You have to look into that. I don't know if you can.
I feel like I will make less money.
It looks like
always does whenever they say, well, it won't go up, but then it does for everybody.
It looks like the ultra rich, the over $400,000 a year are getting a 13% base federal hike from like, 20
and
like
nothing from, else changes like at all, even independent contracting.
I haven't looked into the two articles I read.
Most people would be getting a cut if you're not in that 1%, not in the.
I mean, there's definitely a lot more money with the amount of fucking money they're taxing the ultra rich. 62% is pretty ridiculous. I feel bad for the ultra rich now,
really.
Yeah. 62%? What? I would leave the country. If
well,
you're
those are like
62%.
That's like New Deal era like wages tax rates.
Yeah,
it's the highest.
Danielson
years.
Says, "Get an escort, boys." He's right.
Yeah, I've got one. Danielson.
Yeah.
Recommended by my fantastic accountant.
62% is too much. 50%. 50 is.
50 really is going to be 20 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Pat's shocked. Pat's shocked that we think 62%.
You just said, okay.
No, I mean, that was the end of the story. Okay. I'm glad for rich people to pay more taxes and for me to realize that I'll never be in that class and pay less.
I think they should pay more taxes. I don't know about 62%. That's kind of high.
Well, it's the cities they're living in, too. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if you looked at it and they were like living in like Wyoming or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But who wants to live
there? If you're
paying
62% in Wyoming, you're a schmuck.
You really love Wyoming.
It's a beautiful state. All right,
wonderful.
Let's move it along to another political story. We're talking about the kissing machine. You know, Cal Cunningham.
Oh, North hell
Carolina,
yeah.
Senatorial candidate. This one comes in from the Hard Factor interns. Patricia, Bubba, and Cam, thank you for all that you do. BNN is back, by the way, on Twitter. So couldn't be held down for long. We'll be tweeting all about everything with the debate tomorrow.
We'll be suspended again by Sunday.
Yeah, by the end of the debate, we'll be suspended again. All right. So our boy, number one in the polls and number one in awkward sexting game, North Carolina Democratic Senate challenger Cal Cunningham has been caught with another chick that he's banging outside of his marriage. Allegedly, he won't say anything yet, but it's looking like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire on pretty much everything with Cal Cunningham. First was the sexting he was doing with the troop's wife out in California, but now... The North Carolina attorney Aaron Brinkman, who previously worked on Cunningham's failed 2010 Senate campaign, posted on Facebook that her friend was, quote unquote, devastated when she discovered that Cunningham was also in a relationship with the other woman out in California, Los Angeles Public Relations Executive Arlene Guzman Todd, the wife of the Army combat veteran.
We got a photo. This girl.
Yeah, by the way. Google Arlene Guzman and you'll see a woman that is it's like a robot smiling. Like it's like a robot couldn't quite get a smile right because the programming was a little off, but it's trying really hard.
Okay. It's like that's the one who's married to the veteran who Cal Cunningham was sexting with. And then now this other attorney wrote of the other woman who was upset to find out Cal was cheating with somebody who was not his wife and also not her. She wrote on Facebook, quote, "He's been having an affair with a good friend of mine since 2012. Mm. Not the woman mentioned in the story. Needless to say, my friend was devastated. But my feeling is, if they'll cheat with you, they'll cheat on you."
Right,
yeah,
girls?
No shit.
That's correct.
Well, no shit.
Cal Cunningham had been telling her she was the real one and the only one for 8 years, so that's tough.
Right, yeah. So you have
I'm
the
I'm going to leave her, baby.
Right. So you have which one is that?
Arlene?
That's Todd?
Arlene.
That's not Arlene.
California?
God damn it, no.
That's Arlene Guzman Todd.
No, that's not Arlene.
God damn it. Let me look, that is Aaron Brinkman, the woman who's devastated, whose friend is devastated. Bubba, you're running a photograph of a woman who's not involved whatsoever.
Right, but that's the lawyer whose friend also was upset, and they worked on Cunningham's 2010 campaign.
Here's a picture
that's
of the upset
other person
friend
he was cheating with, besides the California chick who was married to the troop. So Cunningham is just a fucking mess. That's the girl who's out in California.
That's right, Arlene.
YouTube.com.
It's hard to keep it straight, Pat. He's got a few.
He's smooching with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I did a deep dive this morning.
Yeah.
Yes. I tried to find who.
So did Cal.
I tried to track Aaron Brinkman down on Facebook and then find who her friends were, but her profile was blocked. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's getting shut down with this. I mean, the D's are going to try to shut this down. Tom Tillis now has ads narrated by veterans, and he's calling on Cal to admit the second affair as well, because Cal admitted to the first one. Cal is hiding and making no appearances, and he got kicked off the Biden rally on Sunday, and this happened.
No. Oh, yeah, okay, go.
If we can play the video.
No, I wanted to. I want to say my strong support.
That's a Democratic governor of North Carolina saying to Joe Biden on Sunday, "I hope we can drag Cal across the finish line all together."
Cal didn't get kicked off. I have to correct you there. He did not get kicked off. He was too busy smooching with everyone, didn't show up.
He was not allowed at the Biden rally.
He was busy.
As of the time of taping, Cunningham is only up 2-3%, depending on which poll that you look at. But he's still not answering any questions about either to the general public. He's looked at as a pariah in the party. It's looking bad. They're pumping money into him, but it's looking really bad for any candidate in general. So I am jumping on the fade. I jumped on the fade immediately at predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20. Go to that specific URL to get free 20 to bet on this. And I'm jumping on the fade even harder right here in the which party will win the North Carolina Senate race, top right corner if you're watching the screen. Cal is favored at 60 cents. Tom Tillis is still at 43 cents. Cunningham was up 16%.
No sex having Tom Hillis.
Right, well, he's boring and he's the incumbent. But Cunningham was up 16% with women in North Carolina. Do you think he's going to be up 16% with women after two affairs?
That's because all of them are sleeping with him.
Yeah, I agree.
None of these women are North Carolinians.
He's up huge in North Carolina with women aged 25 to 45 until all of his affairs came out, and then they were all like, "Oh, I'm not the only one."
So, anyways, I think that 16 is going to whittle down, and Tillis only has to make up 2-3% in the next 2 weeks. To me, it's a good value at 43 cents over the 60 because it's closer than that in the polls already, and he's got all this shit that he's dealing with. Lindsey Graham also a 76-cent slam dunk in South Carolina. If you want to get on that, remember to go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get your first $20 matched on us.
The kissing machine.
I'm riding with you on that one, Will. I bought a bunch of shares on Tillis today.
Yeah, you guys are totally right. When it turns out that a politician is an unfaithful dog, it usually sinks him.
Well, when he's the challenger and he's only up by 2 points, I mean that's not.
It's gonna be a close one.
I'm hoping the military ads.
Yeah, the veteran voiced ads. Those hit hard.
Those hit hard.
I mean, not really, because I said this last time. Any veteran you talk to has usually been cheated on. Unfortunately, it's a big thing. It's pretty common, unfortunately.
All right, well, Pat, you wanna place a bet on the kissing machine?
I mean, he
or
does.
Are you going to chicken out again? And are you going to just say that you're going to bet on something?
Well,
and don't do
I it? Just there's a severe disparity between your stakes and my stakes for the bet. But no,
what,
I will bet you on the kiss machine. Oh, you wearing right. aviators and me dyeing my hair for a year. Yes, yeah. I'll bet you on the kissing machine. I'll bet you on the
okay.
kissing machine. Yeah.
Will's like, if the kissing machine wins, I have to wear this cool diamond earring I bought for a year.
Corvette.
Now we'll just do cash. What do you want to do?
Can't do that, fellas.
Oh, let's do crackers.
Do that.
Crackers.
Yeah. 50 yeah. crackers.
50 crackers it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of it.
50 animal crackers.
Let's get out of that. All right, guys, we got a double space corner coming to you. The first one coming from Charles and then PFITS, two of our most trusted and productive contributors. So thank you, gentlemen. First, while we humans are here on Earth worrying about the coronavirus, getting old, who's going to have sex with us next, and a plethora of other high anxiety topics, it seems distant galaxies could care less and are actually trying to fuck each other in a cosmic dance. Merge together. The Hubble telescope, through what nerds call a giant cosmic water spout, spotted the beginning stage of the eventual scissoring of galaxies NGC 2799 and NGC 2798. And if you can imagine a NASA scientist's biggest wet dream, it has to be two galaxies scissoring in space, and that's what's happening. This process, which takes millions of years, is no threat to us and is perfectly natural. Coming from one far too excited nerd from the European Space Agency, already these two galaxies have seemingly formed a sideways waterspout, with stars from NGC 2799 appearing to fall into NGC 2798, almost like drops of water. So they're...
Oh, man.
Yeah,
perfectly natural.
Wild times.
Tell that to one of those galaxies' dads. You know what I mean?
Crazy. Yeah.
I could only imagine the theories going on at the lunchroom. Just the different warring of theories. No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
What would it be like if you lived if Earth was in one of those galaxies? What would be happening on Earth?
Well, nothing. They're saying they're so
nothing.
Like it seems like it'd be catastrophic, but the stars are still so far away from each other that they just
nothing.
Like pass by.
But wouldn't the sky change a little bit?
It's like
probably.
It would be like when you hit a bumper car at less than 1 mile an hour. It would be like nothing. You wouldn't even fucking feel it.
It's fucking awesome for a 2-year-old.
Like 10 times stronger and you couldn't stand up anymore.
What if it was the opposite? What if you got 10 times lighter?
That would be sweet. You could jump like it was the moon.
Yeah.
Everybody could dunk.
Everyone's dunking.
Basketball would be ruined.
Part of the galaxy like it got it first.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good, I don't
whatever.
Think.
I guess it is fun to talk about.
Well, I mean, it's like that guy Wiles was saying, you can't say didn't happen. Can you tell me that it's impossible for that to happen?
That guy goes with the Kevin Garnett, anything is possible defense every time.
Yep.
It's a great argument defense in any situation. Well, is it possible that happened?
Yeah, if you can't disprove it, it's possible, right?
It's not a great art. You would literally lose a debate in pro debate if you tried to bring that up. It would be marked against you. I think that's
but
against
you. Is it possible I wouldn't lose the debate?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it possible
that you're wrong?
Lose the debate?
Is it possible that you'd be marked for it? Yeah, see?
Beef's not
anything is possible.
All right. Second story. If what is in space doesn't give you anxiety, don't worry. Does give you anxiety, don't worry. Because the first Space Force troops are starting their training to protect us. Master Sergeant Roger Talberman, who apparently was the only Space Force, personnel up until now, said seven new recruits will head to basic training at Lackland Air Force Base.
Big team.
Yeah. In Texas, they will train alongside Air Force recruits who will no doubt mock them endlessly for their distinct uniforms and patches and tablets loaded with information about their new assignment, like, welcome to Space Force.
My God.
Yeah, there's the new...
You know, go ahead.
There's the new uniform. You tune into YouTube to see
it. The uniform actually looks okay.
It looks okay. It's the only thing that's got a blue stitching and a different patch.
Okay. It looks okay. Yeah. It's a miss. What a mess.
Well, nobody needs blue. Nobody needs green and brown in space.
Everyone's going to be putting on the fake alien suits and mocking these guys. Like jumping around the corner like in an alien.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't they be the color of the inside of a spaceship? Or like outer space itself?
Right.
Black.
Yeah, like the color black.
Right.
Yeah. Shouldn't they be completely silent? Like
I mean,
space?
Also, they're called space warfighters is their official title. which is like, hey, soldier, hey, Marine, hey, space warfighter, come here, space warfighters, fall in.
Hey, I think I saw an alien over there by the mess hall.
Yeah, that's gonna happen all the time. Yeah. It's just like a Jello. They're like, oh, they put a pencil in a thing of Jello and they're like wiggling it around with the googly eyes.
Yeah, if you're a gullible Space Force cadet, you're about to be fucked.
Oh, your locker's fucked. It's got whipped cream and alien stuff.
You're gonna fall for every trick. Yeah.
Here comes Tommy Lee Jones. Toberman said it was important for them to be different. Quote, they needed to know they were different. That's important to us.
Damn.
He also said upon graduating, they will get a special coin different from airmen and get some specialized training, a whopping 20 hours different from the Air Force training. He also said, quote, it's great to see the big smiles, the energy, the cool blue name tags, the Space Force patches. It's really exciting to get this physical feedback of what we knew was going on. Sounds like they're really excited about the uniforms, and that's all they know so far.
Can we get Zero Blog 30's input on this?
That'd be great.
I think they've done it at length. And I think they're proud of our men and women in the Space Force uniform.
Nice. They like to rib all sides. They don't rib Space Force. I'm sure they rib Space Force.
Yeah.
Well, you know what really helps Space Force out? Those badass Coast Guard videos that have been coming out over the last year or two. Because everybody fucking joked on the Coast Guard until they started putting out the most badass videos of them crushing drug dealers in submarines and then rescuing people.
I agree with you that the Coast Guard's image has gotten way cooler and tougher.
But now it gives Space Force a leg up.
Now they're worse than the Coast Guard.
Well, right, but the Coast Guard got brought up so significantly with that marketing campaign
They actually rescue people. Space Force would have to do videos of them in space.
Look, they'll do some kind of launch video, and then that'll be enough to put them up a couple pegs.
It's gonna be another armed forces showing videos of them getting scared by fake aliens. Mm-hmm. They're gonna get punked so hard
on a lot of missions to Roswell. It's in New Mexico. It's just over the border from Texas.
They should just set up like an alien museum, basically. And
they have one in Roswell. You should go check it out.
But the Space Force should administer it. That could be another one of their offerings.
Yeah, they could build it and then put nothing in it yet until they declassify the fucking aliens. Hopefully Joe Biden. We know Trump's not going to do it. So hopefully Joe Biden wins just so that happens. But
they're just going to be in a gift shop somewhere. Yeah.
If
Our best bet's to get an attack. That's how we'll find out.
Right. The fun way. If you listen to this show, you know that we are pro marijuana. But for me, at least, it wasn't always that way. I started experimenting with the sweet Chiba freshman year of high school. And I have to admit, at first, I didn't love it. Not because it didn't work. By the way, that's total bullshit. When people say they don't get high their first time, it's because they're literally afraid to inhale.
I didn't get high my first time.
That's because you were literally afraid to inhale. It scientifically is not possible. You might not have known what you were doing. I'm not saying you.
I'm with Pat on this one. It's a user error on inhaling. Is why you didn't get high.
It's okay.
Maybe it was just crappy weed.
Could have been bad weed.
It could have been fake weed because your first time you get conned a lot.
Yeah, I was young.
I smoke real cigarettes and do hood rat things with my friends, so I know how to inhale. So it wasn't that. The reason I didn't enjoy it was because I was on the fence about weed because it had a profound effect on my young high school brain. Sometimes from time to time, like one time I slapped Mark in the face in our friend's basement. Cause for no other reason than I needed to know that he was actually there. Like I thought I was hallucinating Mark. And then one time at a party, I accidentally kicked over a priceless porcelain elephant and then got so paranoid that the kid whose house it was going to tell my parents that I hid in the back of Mark's 89 Honda Accord for 3 hours.
That was tough.
Retrospectively,
I don't remember the slapping, but that elephant incident was a mess.
It was a mess.
Third party friend that I invited you to, and then I had to clean up that mess.
That was a mess. My favorite time of Pat freaking out was at the beach when his eyes were like purple. They were so bloodshot. And like he was too high to get up. We were watching a movie at like the beach movie theater, and he couldn't go to the concession stand because his eyes made you hurt just looking at his eyes. And then we were laughing so hard looking at his eyes that we couldn't go to the concession stand because we were laughing too
hard. Was that for Fast and the Furious 1?
Oh, you, man. Like that.
you
You inhaled too much. You were the opposite.
No, that same time I bumped into a wardrobe rack that was displaying some stuff. Yes, someone put it on the sidewalk to sell, and I knocked the wheel lock loose, and then I spent like 14, must have been
chasing the wardrobe.
Must have been 25 minutes just holding it because I couldn't figure out how to relock.
At the Family Dollar.
Anyway, guys, weed can do some crazy stuff to your young mind, and that's exactly what happened to the teenager in our next story. Early on Saturday morning, Shawnee County Sheriff's Office responded to a call of a, quote, incident at the Petro Deli just north of Topeka, Kansas. And when they pulled up, they found a totally nude and intoxicated 17-year-old boy completely covered in ranch dressing from head to toe, and a car crashed into a cement pillar. Uh-oh. Hmm. Now, the police report only says that the teen was under the influence of a, quote, substance and doesn't clarify which, but I think we all know that this kid clearly upgraded from Schwag to Kind Bud Hydro for the first time this evening, and covering his body with his 17-year-old body with a blanket of ranch dressing was the only thing that made sense to him at the time.
Are you sure that's not acid?
Where did he get all the ranch?
At the deli. It's a deli. So he was in the deli.
He asked for like 30 cups of ranch.
So he crashed and then he covered himself in the ranch?
No. He's in the shop. He's high. He's freaking. He finds the ranch, I'm guessing, probably off the shelf because it's kind of a gas station deli. Covers himself, strips nude, just drenched in ranch.
He's got the slippery hands on the wheel.
Yeah. And then he freaks, knocks over a bunch of displays, really damages the store pretty good, and bolts out the front door into the first running car that he saw, which was not his, and he began to flee the scene, and he fled for about 15 feet before he crashed directly into a cement pillar.
I gotta get out of here, man.
And then the cops showed up. Some people know how to party, some people don't. The teen was taken to a hospital and then released to his parents. Kudos to his weed dealer, but you gotta be a little bit more responsible with the youngins there. You gotta work their way up.
Sounds like a prank they're going to pull on the Space Force. Naked guy in ranch running around.
You want to see something funny? We're going to get Brian high. Come here, Brian.
There's an alien. He's covered in ranch. Ectoplasm.
Anyway, that's that one.
You guys need to catch this ranch alien. All right. Let's move it on. This next one comes from my wife. Thank you for carrying our child, and nice work on finding this gem of a story. It's a local one from Northern Nevada, Hard A, fellas, and it's about a Reno area man who was found living in the rafters of the Raley's in Fernley, which is the town where the Tesla Gigafactory is at, east of Reno. So the dude's name is Matthew Hamar. He's 35 years old, and he actually had an amazing setup going on. He was living on the roof of the grocery store. He had been there for about a week, so he would climb up to the roof, set his whole setup up on the roof, and then he would go down to the rafters and get down into the shop, like through a hole in the roof, every night when people were cleaning up and then the store was closed.
A Raley's is like a Ralph's. Is that
Raley's, it's a Ralph's or what? Albertson's, Safeway, grocery store.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, the, so
he was
so
up
the
there
guy,
where like usually like grackles live in inside.
Yeah, exactly. With the birds, the bird's nest. Yeah, exactly. Him and the bird's nest, and he's just like living off whatever groceries he wants. But he tried to go down to the rafters every night to like get his haul, bring it back up. But the night it was working out great till the night of September 30th, when his leg fell through one of the ceilings, and the employees then called the cops because obviously a man's leg was dangling out of the ceiling. And this is what somebody on the scene said. From my understanding, he did have a couple of tools, and he did have a little spread because he had been pretty much living up there. He had a few items to where he made himself a home. Talking about on the roof.
I love stories like this.
He got too comfortable.
I love this. But yeah, he fucked up big time.
He got too comfortable.
There are stories of guys like living in people's apartments in the ceiling. For like long periods of time. I've never heard in a grocery store.
Oh, yeah, and like walls. In the walls. We've done a couple stories. Yeah, that's some freaky shit.
That just freaked me out.
Not only that, like, I've been talking about too. In Nevada, it's like a lot of federal land, so there's just like tents everywhere. There's a lot of people that can just kind of like,
he was living large. It was like the guy in the concession stand, or like at the stadium. You know, like you go, you get too comfortable. You stop wearing like the fake concession stand.
Probably
uniform.
Too drunk too. Like
too drunk, so
you had too many beers.
Oh, man. Your leg slips. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best part of your night has to be once all the lights go out and you get to do your descent from the ceiling. Like because you're probably practicing your descent and
thinking
like
about
spider,
what you're gonna eat.
You're like Spider-Man
all day.
Going you gotta down. Focus your lips. though. because the first descent is terrifying, and then you get too comfortable and you get too lackadaisical. You got to keep laser focus on that descent. Consistency.
Mark, you hit the nail on the head. So not you want to descend
over the bread aisle. Sorry to interrupt you, Will. I'm just
no, go ahead.
Tip wise, fall on the bread. You want to be over the bread aisle to start. That's like your training wheels. Yeah.
You guys are both onto something here. So he needed to be more concerned about focusing and concerned about not falling and where to fall. Because when the cops first begged him to come down from the roof / rafters, he didn't lighten his charges probably when he refused. And then the cops sent a canine unit up after him. I don't understand how they sent a canine unit up to the rafters. But
they
then the
threw
canine,
the dogs in the air.
Yeah, it's basically the canine fell into a shaft area, quote unquote shaft area. And it had to be recovered along with the man in the rafters who refused to get down. But the cops said that they got both the dog and the guy without further injury. But I'm sure they were fucking pissed. Like this guy not coming down.
That guy caught an extra beating for the dog getting caught up there.
Yeah. The dog like falls down a fucking shaft. Like, yeah, it's.
Did it get injured?
It was a whole scene. Nah, they said no injuries.
It yelped though. Good. And then they beat the shit out of him.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you are involved in any way, directly or indirectly, of discomforting a police animal, you are in for a severe beating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the police horse in Half Baked. Yeah, anyway,
exactly. Stuff, no injuries reported when his leg slipped through, a couple ribs broke as
right,
well.
No injuries.
Yeah.
Speaking of this,
he fell into a bunch of dog's teeth.
I'm going to try to get in touch with Reno PD and see if I can do a real life Reno 911 ride along. See how it matches up with the act. Because,
Will,
know, they
don't
filmed
do
that.
That. Don't
they
do that.
They filmed that in Carson, California.
We're going to lose
so
you.
It wasn't really Reno.
We're going to lose you if you do that.
Like, what do you mean?
What I mean is you'll never come back to the show if you do a ride along.
I'll be on the show.
He's going to love it too much.
I think you're going to love it too much.
You think I'm just going to become a police officer?
You got the aviators and the mustache, my man. You're slowly morphing.
You got a shot. You're very jovial. You're easy to get along with. You like
you're
being
like
on a
Shaq
beat.
You're like Shaq or Steven Seagal, where you just go on one ride along and then
become
a deputy.
This is bonus content for Hard Factor. I guarantee I will be back on the show.
He's never coming back.
They're going to ask where the fuck your uniform is when you walk in there.
Yeah. They're going to think I'm a cop.
They're going to call you Sarge. Yeah. Sarge. What are we doing today, Sarge?
No, I think they'll know when I piss my pants when somebody draws a gun on me. So I'll try to line that up. I really want to do that.
Nice.
All right. Last one. Double animal theft corner. First, the case of the missing 21-year-old arthritic lemur named Maki, who first went missing last Wednesday from his enclosure at the San Francisco Zoo. Where signs of forced entry were found. There's a picture of Maki. He doesn't look arthritic, but he does look old. So he was stolen.
He has a weird look on his face.
Yeah. I mean, there's
mesmerized.
Lemurs are crazy. They had no clue who took this lemur. They were offered rewards, only $2,100, until a couple days later, a 5-year-old boy was walking out of his preschool and shouted, "There's a lemur, a lemur." Mm. This kid must be some kind of genius to identify a lemur at five. But the teacher.
Yeah, that is impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very impressive. Good preschool, right?
Right. Yeah. He must go to the zoo.
Shit.
The teacher was like, "Are you sure it's not a raccoon?" He's like, "No, it's definitely a lemur." The lemur scurried to a nearby playhouse in the schoolyard, where zoo officials eventually rescued him, gave the 5-year-old and his family lifelong membership to the zoo. They also made an arrest on the disappearance of Corey McKillaway, who probably tried to contain the lemur, but was highly unsuccessful, which is why he was just out roaming around the streets.
Yeah, that's how that usually ends.
Yeah, this is too much work. This is too much work.
Yeah, it's like the Ozarks when they captured those bobcats. You guys watch that show?
Yeah, it's similar to stealing a child, too. And it's like you get down the road and then you realize, like, fuck, I'm going to have to pay for this thing to go to college. And you just drop it, you know?
Yeah, that's what they're worried about. Yeah. Next.
The plot of Raising Arizona.
Well, if you look like it as a pet, you know, you're going to have to.
The people who steal things and then the people who take care of things, not necessarily in the same Venn diagram. I see what you're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the short term, they have a lot of short term hopes and dreams, and then they don't, you know, follow. They don't think down the road a lot.
It is great though. When someone steals something that requires a lot of responsibility, it's pretty fantastic, that reckoning.
Not for the lemurs or the kids, but
if you're training thieves of live things, you should make them keep a goldfish alive while you train them. And then if they can't keep the goldfish alive, you know that they're going to give up on once they actually steal the lemur.
They can't join your gang.
Yeah, you should ask them what the next 20 steps are after you steal the lemur. And if they can't get past like step 3, then it's like you're not ready.
Yeah, imagine when the lemur started like screaming, at night, nonstop. They probably was like, I can't fucking get rid of this thing.
It was night one. It was the first night.
It was the first night that he let it go, for sure.
It looks over and sees its gigantic yellow moon eyes looking at it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to cuddle up next to me.
Staring over him, screaming.
Shut your eyes. I can't sleep.
Yeah.
That wasn't thing looked it, like wasn't... Bill Cosby's newest headshot.
It didn't play out like you thought it was going to, that's for sure. Next, more exotic animal thefts in California as two exotic lizards, Australian lace monitor lizards that were stolen from JTK Reptiles last November, have been recovered and arrests made. It seems the police uncovered a whole underground exotic lizard cartel on this one, as the suspects were very knowledgeable that they had stolen these very expensive lizards. Combined, they were worth $75,000.
Oh.
Yeah, this is some expensive lizards.
This wasn't in Florida?
No, this was in California that this happened.
Wow.
Apparently it was like a grab and dash scenario with these fucking things. And these are big lizards too.
That thing looks huge. It looks like a Gila monster.
Yeah, they're big. Monitor lizards are big. So you think they'd been like this glass vault at, they're both, 32,000 or, 37,000 a piece. So luckily the giant lizards are back home and still not coming remotely close to bonding with humans. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Hey, remember, the debates are coming up. We're going to do a live debate pre-show, right? Pre and post. Cool. Yeah. So, last debate before the big election. We got a lot of shit coming up. That election is going to be electric. We're going to play some more crackers on the election. I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to say anymore. Jesus.
Well, I predict it.
Yeah. Predict it. You can actually bet real money. Yes. Yeah, so,
not predict it, you can bet like avatars, outfits and stuff like that.
Okay. And also, we talk about these videos and these pictures showing up on the videos. Check out YouTube. It's a different experience nowadays. We got this StreamYard working. The videos are up there. The pictures are up there. Very awesome. So check that out. And most importantly, have a great fucking day. What you gonna do? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give me no break. Police now give me no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes will now give you no breaks. Hey, hey, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?